John King, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. How
do,
are you?
Good. Do we have a new, what do we call it, the Danish Noir or the Nordic Noir?
Nordic Noir.
This a is, new contributor?
Yeah, well, it's not in that. It's a new subset. It's Arctic. It's even more Nordic. It's Nordic Plus. It's set in Greenland, which until I read this book I knew nothing about. It's it's a huge, it's the biggest island in the world, apparently. It's jammed between
the US
Canada.
President wants to buy it, doesn't he?
Yeah, which is weird, but actually he's not the first. Well, the other US presidents have tried to buy it.
It's the anticipation of melting snow and fresh oil reserves, perhaps.
Oh, and also, it's if you look at the world as a globe, not as a flat map, it's sort of on the way to Russia. So it's
I can see Russia from my house.
It's strategically really important. And the US have an air base up there because it was a quick way into, you know, in the Cold War days, if they wanted to bomb Russia, they could take off from there. And that sort of ties into the plot of this book, Cold Fear, which basically works on, has two stories going. There's one set in the 1990s where US military personnel in the at the air base at, I think it's called Thule, or might be Thule, my Greenlandish isn't that good, are taking drugs that are trying to make them resistant to cold, so presumably soldiers will be able to fight in the sort of Arctic conditions up there. The trouble is it makes them sociopathic, so they... And the people involved in the trial have a, there's a big killing spree goes on, and one of the guys gets away, and he's called Tom Cave. And then the other plot within the book is set in 2014, and that's when his son Matthew comes, who's sort of half American and half Danish, comes from Denmark, because Denmark runs Greenland, as we all know, and he's living there, and he's trying to find his father. So there's this kind of, he doesn't know whether he got killed or whether he just did a runner, and he doesn't know whether he was a murderer or he's been set up. So you have these dual kind of plot lines running. So you have what was happening in the 1990s with this drug test, and then you have the journalist coming back to find his father, but also his half-sister goes missing. And so he sets off on all these kind of trips around Greenland to try and find one, his sister, and two, his father. And he's got a friend with him who's also closely involved in the whole story. Because the other thing you have to say about this book is it's actually a sequel to another book, which I haven't read, which was called The Girl Without Skin. And that's one of the problems with this book, is that it's actually, you've sort of, I think, I suspect you have to have read the first book to get into the second book. There is a plot summary, but it's highly convoluted and I couldn't really follow it. And the other problem is, of course, the last book would have set on a, you know, thrillers all like to build up to a big climax. So the previous book would have set up to a climax. So then the problem for the author is, where does he take it from there? And this book is very gory. The picture it paints of Greenland, like, it's beautiful scenery, like, that's the, the good bit about the book is you get a great feel for Greenland. As a thriller, though, it lacks that kind of page-turning, because it's just a whole lot of rather gory set pieces in different bits of Greenland. And so you never really get that sense of building tension, or, you know, you want to keep turning the page to find out what's happening, which is really the point of a thriller. You don't mind them being a bit badly written or a bit sort of, you know, one-dimensional, but you do want to just keep turning the page. And I just found myself thinking, oh, this scene's just like the last one. It's just in a different bit of Greenland. So that was kind of the weakness of the book.
And a bit of an anti-climax, by the sound of it, for the, without giving stuff away.
Yeah, the plot, I think you wouldn't have to be Sherlock Holmes to work out kind of where the story's going, you know what I mean? So it's one of those thrillers where there's no sudden twist at the end, or, you know, often you think you know where the plot's going, but what you realise later is they've just lured you down a, you know, a cul-de-sac, and they were always playing a game with you. But this one is, it's kind of quite what you see is what you get, which is kind of not what you want in a thriller. It's a little bit, so I love the Greenlandness of it. I just found the main sort of story a little bit monotonously brutal. People are dying all the time. Every relationship seems to be based on race, rape or incest. There's baddies running around, but you're not quite sure why they're being bad. Like, they go to a lot of effort to be bad, but there's no reason for it.
So pretty,
there's no motivation.
Pretty lukewarm, yeah?
Lukewarm, yeah. Low on plot, big on atmosphere.
Thank you very much. Cold Fear is by Mads Petter Nordbø, published by Text, $37 the price. John King, thank you for your review.